Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. We look for the face of those that we love. We look for them for reassurance. We might ask, whose face would you wish to see when you enter heaven? And we may think of many loved ones who have gone before us, those that we know very well. Perhaps I would like to see also the faces of those who are my grandparents who died before I was born. When we die, whose hand would we desire to be holding? God has made us this way as human beings, that the closeness of the God is with us element that we spoke of this morning in the conference, that the closeness that we have with those is a reassurance to us, even in the most mysterious moments and challenging moments of our life. Well, I have to do such and such, but if you're there, I'll feel better. And so the response to the psalm today is this prayer, this song. Let us see your face. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. It will be okay. That the face we see greeting us in heaven is our Lord's. I sometimes say, I hope he's smiling. that the one who accompanies us at death is the Lord Jesus, who, having gone through death, welcomes us to eternal life. And the gospel today, because certainly it is the theme of this Advent season, is to be watchful, to be alert, to watch, to wait. To wait, but to wait with a kind of an anticipation. I remember many, many years ago when I was a student, the 4 years before I was ordained a priest, I was assigned to studies in Rome, and I lived in Europe for 4 years. And once in a while, we were students, so we didn't have much money. But once in a while, a priest from St. Louis would send me money to travel. And so on vacations and so forth, we were able to go places. But we didn't stay in very fancy places. And I think it was a place probably in some small town on the outskirts of a small town in Italy on the outskirts of a city. And we stayed at this place and I don't remember precisely when it was, but it was hot. It was really hot, and it was really cheap fare, and there wasn't any air conditioning. And so I slept in this room, and the window had to be open because it was hot. And you know, I think I was just kind of laying there on the bed, saying, "Well, I'll eventually fall asleep." But as I was laying there, I kept hearing this noise from outside, and it was a kind of a scratching noise, and then it would stop and go silent for seemed like quite a while, and then the scratching noise again. So I wasn't going to sleep, so my curiosity got to me, and so I went to the window and looked out, and there was the backyard of, or the back area of some other house out the window, and there was a little dog at the neighbor that looked like the back door of the neighbor house, and the dog would scratch on the door, and then And then he would stand there, and his head was cocked, sort of like those of you old enough to remember the RCA Victor dog. He would be listening, and he'd listen for 2 or 3 minutes, which is a long time, I guess. But he would just be motionless, and he was waiting, I assume, for the response of the person inside. Then he'd scratch again. And then this long period of listening. And I don't remember how that ended. I don't remember if the dog eventually went away or was let in or what. I don't remember that part of it. But I remember that image. It is an image, perhaps, of us watching. Being watchful, being alert. I would go so far as to say that the dog was waiting to hear something familiar. The footsteps or the voice or whatever of something, someone he knew. He knew where he was. He knew that this was I assume, the home of his master, and that the master would be coming. But he was extraordinarily patient, it seemed to me, if we can use those terms for a dog. And then I say, well, you're a human being. Can you be that patient? Can you wait even as well and as poised in such a manner as the dog? But we know that we are waiting. We are waiting for the face of Christ. We are waiting for the voice of Christ. We are waiting for something that is somehow familiar, something that we have already known, something that he has already planted within our heart, something that he has set deep within our memory, that he has made contact with us before, that we have known him, that we have seen him in some way, and now we want to see his face. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. It will be enough for us. It will be enough for us just to know that God is with us. As we began the retreat, I mentioned the last words of Christ in St. Matthew's Gospel, his commission to the disciples, baptize, go make disciples, baptize them, teach them. Teach them everything that I've taught you, and know that I am with you. So we have a great message to share. It is the message not perfectly formed within our hearts. We acknowledge it and admit it, because I don't know that it will be formed until that moment when we look fully upon the face of Christ. But we have seeds to plant. We have truth to share, and we have the experience of one who has loved us. Let us be watchful and wait for whatever our Lord asks of us next.